What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Well, there's
monkeys
and there's legs. There's crickets and spiders.
Well, what's something that looks sort of like a cricket, but it's a little bit bigger? Some of them are brown and some of them are green. They just hop around.
Yes, as many times as you've told me, there goes a grasshopper.
Oh! Yeah, grasshopper.
Okay.
I can't think right good, right quick.
Well, I know, but sometimes I throw these questions at you, and it takes a minute to form them for you to know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm just kind of slowed down on my ability of thinking.
Well, you really are doing wonderfully well.
Anyway, I've had so many things wrong with me, and I've had so many high blood attacks. So it slowed me down on my thinking right quick. I'm like my sister-in-law, I can think tomorrow what I ought to thought about today.
Well, it seems to me you're just doing fine. What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in? A child might be afraid to go into
a haunted house.
Okay. Are there any of those around here?
No, not that I know of.
Do people around here talk about ever having seen any?
I lived in one.
Did you really?
I really did.
Did you hear any noises or see anything?
You might have had I did.
What'd you hear?
Well, just different things. Sometimes the doors is open. Sometimes it go like somebody that's walking down the stair steps, and sometimes it go just like someone is at the door trying to break in.
Good gracious.
And you never could see a thing in the world.
So it was always noises then?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw anything
at all? Never did see anything.
Well, do you know, was there any old story connected with the house or something?
Well, that house that we were living in was over 100 years old.
Gracious.
And, I don't know if there's ever been anybody killed there or what, but as long as we lived there, on bad rainy nights, there was always something that happened. And I know my father and mother came up to spend the night with us, and we locked our door that night. Well, the next morning it was open.
Good gracious.
And one night, we had just moved in, and I was, I had two babies. And I had one of them was in a little wagon, and I was rocking the other one. And it never dawned on me then, but something run across the floor behind me. But I thought it was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was out in the yard, and when he come in, I said, "There's a dog come into the kitchen." And he went on in there and he says, "I don't see anything." It was all time over, something like that happened. And one night, I got tickled with my husband. I couldn't go to sleep. It was just every night that I'd be something. I was nervous and I couldn't go to sleep right quick. And I kept telling him, I'd say, "Well, here's so and so." And one night, I thought, I heard the door knob ring like somebody was opening. And I went over to his bed. We had both our beds was in the same room, but he was sleeping with one of the babies and I had the other one. And I told him, I says, "There's somebody breaking in." Well, we didn't make no light and we didn't make any fuss. But he got the gun and he went to the door. And when it rung that knob again, he opened the door. Well, there wasn't anything there.
Hmm. Gosh, that's enough to make a person old before his time.
I know it. And as long as we lived, that kept